I'm sure you've heard the story. We've talked about it here on KSRO, too. The terrible accident after a Sonoma County Sheriff's deputy crashed into a home while pursuing a suspect along Highway 1 in Bodega Bay. And Sergeant Spencer Crum is here from the Sheriff's Department. Good morning, Sergeant Crum.
Good morning, Pat.
First of all, may I please ask and please get the answer to the big question, how is the deputy doing?
He's still in the hospital, unfortunately, and he's got a little bit of a road to recovery, but we wish him our best, and we think he'll be back on the road at some point, and we just wish him the best.
Can you talk at all about his injuries or about who he is?
No, not yet. You know, there's laws against talking about patient privacy issues and medical issues, so we have to be careful about talking about injuries. We'll just say it's pretty significant, and he's gonna have a like I said, a road ahead.
Well, all of our thoughts and prayers certainly to that deputy and his family and your collective family at the Sheriff's Department.
What do we know?
Do we know any more today than we did yesterday in terms of investigating how or why this happened?
We don't know any more than yesterday. We do know that there's two other people that we're looking for in that little white car that was seen at first driving around and prowling around the campground, and we're doing our best to identify them. And I have to check with our property crimes unit, but I know we had a lot of phone calls yesterday on things were stolen out of the campground over the weekend, so we're trying to get stuff back to them.
And were there three suspects altogether or two?
So there were two in a white car that was initially there, and then Mr. Moore, who was in the SUV that was being pursued as the deputy crashed.
And did he turn himself in, or was he captured?
No, we found him. There was some stuff in the car that we found that was name on it, and so we did some surveillance at his house in Santa Rosa, and we saw him and a couple other friends driving away, and we were able to stop him at an industrial park off of Coffee Lane and took them into custody about 3:30 Sunday afternoon.
Okay, so one down and two to go at this stage of the game.
Yes.
And, of course, the question that always comes up, and, you know, when something like this happens, Sergeant Crum, is about the sheriff's policy on vehicle pursuits and whether it was a good idea. I mean, most of us think of Highway 1 and think, well, we certainly don't want to be speeding for any reason on Highway 1. It's tough enough to drive. How does that play into the story?
Yeah, it's a fine balance. You know, at what point do we let people just get away with crime, right? So, you know, we don't want to get in that policy where someone commits a crime and we turn our red lights and they take off, and so we just give up. That's not the business we're in. We're in the business of catching criminals, and sometimes criminals don't want to get caught. So it's a fine balance. And so what we have to do is we have to outweigh the benefit of catching the violator to the risk of the public safety. And at this time, you know, it was 5:00 in the morning on a Sunday morning with no traffic. And it was a very short pursuit. Sounds like he just turned around on him and the crash happened within less than a minute, is what I understand. And so when it's all said and done, like right now, our primary focus is on the health and safety of the deputy. And when he comes back, we'll take a look at the reports and the reviews and CHP's report and make a recommendation at that point.
And then one of the amazing things, because I was not working yesterday, but I knew about this story. One of the amazing things, aside from obviously the deputy being injured and his car ending up basically inside of a house, was that the tenants or the people who were occupying that house were able to be gotten out safely, partially by that injured deputy himself.
Yeah, actually, the second deputy came and helped out. He actually had to force the front door open. He kicked the front door open because it was jammed shut due to the crash, and they were able to get everybody out. None of those people were injured, thank goodness. And we're really thankful that, you know, this could have been really tragic. And we, if that home wasn't there, the deputy's car could have plunged right down to the ocean.
Yeah.
So everything was pretty miraculous, actually, the way it turned out.
Yes, it is. And are you asking for the public's health help, that is, in trying to, you know, identify these remaining suspects?
Absolutely. If anybody knows anything about these remaining suspects or anything about the crimes, they can call our sheriff's investigations at 565-2185.
Very good. Very good. Give us that number one more time.
565-2185.
Okay, 565-2185. Very good. Well, we hope to get good news on the sheriff's deputy as soon as possible. And again, good thoughts to that deputy and his family, too.
Thanks. We'll be able to bring it to you.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Sergeant Crum. That is Sergeant Spencer Crum. He's the public information officer for the Sheriff's Department. And it sounds like once that deputy is released from the hospital, there'll be a lot of questions and investigation will continue about the correctness of that pursuit. And hopefully the suspects will be captured by that stage of the game, too.